HR.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, the Pensacola expert panel. And we've got a couple experts in the studio right now. Stacy, let me get your last name correct. Oren. Stacy,
yes,
Oren with Avalon HR. She is the VP, she is the benefits manager. And we also have Chip Wood in the studio. Chip is the VP of sales and marketing. Good morning. Welcome.
How are you, Meg?
Good morning.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm happy that the sun is out today.
Yeah, it is a nice day, though it was fun to have a little bit of rain there.
Yeah, we needed it for sure.
Yeah.
We needed it for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. So Avalon HR, tell me all about your company, the services you provide. There's so many. I looked on your website and there are so many things and services that you provide.
Actually, yes. We are a full service PEO, which is a professional employment organization. And what we do is we provide payroll services to companies large and small, anywhere from 5 employees to 500. It doesn't matter to us. And we help out with benefits and ancillary products and those kind of things. But also we manage their workers' comp, make sure that if there is an injury on the job that they get the proper treatments and so forth and so on. So we're full service in that aspect.
Oh, the workers' comp piece is a huge piece.
Yes,
for
it
sure.
Is.
Because
yes,
especially
is.
For small businesses, because they can get bogged down with, you could spend all your time just doing HR services for your employees, with a small business.
A lot of businesses don't realize, but if you have more than 3 employees, you have to have, that's a state mandated law.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes. Now, if you're in the construction business, you have to have workers' comp more than 1 employee.
Okay.
But the owner can exempt himself. So a lot of times that happens on a general contractor or something like that. But we work with them. We work with them and make sure that they're all in compliance with state and federal laws. And that's what Stacy does primarily too on the HR side, is we just make sure that everything is in compliance and make sure that you can do what you do best, which is your product or your widget. And we do what we do best, which is take care of all the backroom operations so you don't have to worry about it.
That's the hard part, all that paperwork,
that
all those connections.
That is the hard part. Mm-hmm. And something big in compliance just happened. It's kind of funny.
Drum roll,
yes.
I need to find that.
This was big. And this just shows how fast things can change. Chip called me yesterday to ask me a question. I was like, well, as of yesterday, that doesn't exist anymore. And what we were talking about is the salary threshold for exempt employees.
Oh,
okay. There was a raise earlier this year in July, and then there was another increase scheduled going into effect January 1st. We've talked before a lot about lawsuits being filed in the state of Texas, because there is typically Texas is a very employer-friendly state.
Mm-hmm.
So when things get challenged, they file it in the federal court of Texas, because typically they have a better ruling in favor of employers than other states. And as of November the 15th, the District Court for the Eastern District of Texas vacated and set aside the U.S. Department of Labor's final regulation increasing the salary threshold for white-collar overtime exemptions.
So what does that mean?
What does that mean? That's a great
what
question.
What does that mean?
Well, so to define what that means.
Yes.
It's a little different. Well, they said what they did was create a I think their words were a de facto salary factor, taking out the duties test. There's two parts to being a salaried exempt employee.
Okay.
One is how much money you make. The other is what your job duties actually are.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a different set of duties test for different levels. One is an executive level, one's an administrative level, and you have to not only meet the salary requirement, but the job duties requirement. You have to have some authority in your position to act on behalf of your company other than ordering basic office supplies or things like that. You actually have to have some decision-making authority.
So there's a distinction between executive and admin.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, you different job
Large
qualifications.
Okay.
Yeah. So what they have said is this salary increase, it was supposed to go to $55,656 and change in January, is not going to happen. Okay. Well, we've already had one happen in July.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So people went up about $6,000, give or take. Okay. everything that I have read so far as to what to do with everybody you moved in July ends with the same line, and it's consult legal counsel.
Oh, no, that's not good.
And I have
I don't like that phrase.
Well, right, and there are several legal counsels putting out advisories on this, and some of them even end with seek legal counsel.
That's not good.
But you are the legal counsel. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think if you move these people, the big jump was this one in January.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one in July was a little bit smaller. And, you know, I've said all along that passed too quietly it just went in very quietly, very under the radar. I didn't feel good about it. And I've never felt good that this January 1st one was going to go through. And my advice for our clients, if you were to call me and say, what should I do? Leave them at the salary,
mm-hmm.
potentially, you know, a compromise would be to switch them back, leave them at the same pay rate of pay,
mm-hmm.
but now you could switch them back to hourly.
Okay.
Which,
so this was in Texas, but it is now going to affect Florida.
It was the federal court in Texas.
Gotcha.
Everybody. They just filed with the federal court of Texas because, like I said, Texas historically has been more lenient towards their employer.
Mm-hmm.
They're more employer friendly than employee friendly. And they don't expect, with the change in presidency and in the House and Senate and Congress, they do not expect this to be challenged again.
Mm-hmm.
They don't expect to take it back up. It's
they're going to let it die.
They're going to let it go. It's going to be dead in the water for the time being anyway, because challenging it with the new administration probably would not produce any different results. They would probably uphold that. So, you know, if you were in that group that got raised up before, you know, I would, because it's very hard to come back and say, oh, well, the government said I didn't have to do that, so now I'm taking $6,000 back out of your salary.
That's not a good idea.
That's probably not a good idea.
That's a way to lose friends.
So going forward, is there an increase now as well, or it's taking the $6,000 away is what you're saying?
No, there will not be any additional increases, and the threshold now goes back to the original $38,000 in change to be considered salary exempt.
Okay.
So, you know, if you move people again, at least for the time being, I would not rush to take that $6,000 back. I would hold out a little bit and see, you know, what happens. Even though we don't expect it to be taken up again, we don't expect any changes to be made, I wouldn't make that decision today. You know, just hang out to the first of the year. There are some possible, like I said, compromises, kind of workarounds. You know, maybe switch that person back to hourly. Make sure we come across all the time people they want to pay, you know, be exempt that don't meet that duties test. We're like, they don't qualify.
Mm.
You know, they just do not qualify. And it's a protection for workers. It's to keep you from being taken advantage of and worked, you know, 60 hours all the time and only be paid for 40.
Right.
So it's a good...
The intention's good.
The intention is good. The execution still needs a little work.
Yeah, not so much.
Not so much.
but you haven't really heard anything on the news?
No, this is news to me this morning.
Because everything that's going on is about the presidential... presidential stuff.
And, right, of course.
And his cabinet that he's trying to pick and so forth and so on. Nobody's focusing on news.
Correct. It's all.
And so, and this will affect a lot of people.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up this morning. We're talking with Chip Wood and Stacey Oren with Avalon HR and at News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk with Meg. And Avalon HR provides a lot of services, but this information is really critical going forward, isn't it, for employers?
Yeah, but that's what we do. I mean, we live in this world of you know, figures, numbers, and Department of Labor passing things that,
changing
that
legislation
nobody knows about.
It really isn't a good headline.
No, yeah. It's not.
It's right? Not. It's not a good. You're going to find it on page 10.
Right.
Back in the day when you had pages.
Yeah.
I just dated myself.
Or when you actually had a newspaper.
Thank you very much. So, I just dated myself, but.
No, me too. Me too.
Right.
I used to love to read the paper, but. I don't even know where they are now. But, it's one of those things that we do those. We track all the things that you don't want to do, and really, you don't have time to do. There's not a businessman in this county that can sit around and dream up or think up all of these things that go on every day.
Right.
So that's what we do, and that's why you need Avalon.
So how can someone get in touch with you? If an employer wanted to sit down and talk to you, go over their business, maybe they're with a different HR company right now, sure, and they're thinking about changing, can they do that without paying a fee, or is there
absolutely
a fee involved?
No,
or
there's no fees involved. Just give me a call at 850-475-1555. And I'll be happy to answer all your questions, meet with you, whatever you want to do.
So now is probably a good time of year to do this.
Well, most people are doing it now because they want to either switch for the first of the year because it's a clean break.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of PEOs, competitors, whatever you want to call them, they do not do some of the things we do. And some of them do charge fees that we don't even think about. So
okay,
we don't charge fees.
You have one fee, one admin fee on your invoice, and that includes your work comp administration, your HR services, your payroll. It's all inclusive. There's not add-ons for anything that you need us to do.
So you do handle payroll and all those different services.
Absolutely. Yep. Even if you just want payroll services and, you know, like I don't need, we have our own work comp that we want to stay with and we'll handle it, and we have our own benefits we want to keep, that's absolutely fine. There's several different ways we can handle that and help you with that as far as collecting the premiums for employees. We're, you know, very open to different solutions. As we are coming up on the end of the year, like Chip said, it is a good time to change because FUTA and SUTA limits start over. That's your federal unemployment, your state unemployment. Those limits start over at the first of the year. And what that is the employer pays in up till an employee hits a certain wage amount,
mm-hmm,
and then that drops off.
Right.
And it never fails at the first year. I think everybody forgets about that. And they're like, right, why is my payroll higher? Well, there's limits reset. It's not us.
After the first $7,000 of wages, then you no longer have to pay in the food or the suit.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that drops off. So, you know, the first of the year is a really good time to change it. And that way your employees will only have one W-2, you know, for this past year. It's a really good time. I mean, for employees, ours and everybody else's, please make sure that your employer has your up-to-date contact
current
information.
Address.
Your address, phone number, email address. We send out a lot of things at year end. We send out a lot of things throughout the year. And the amount of returned mail that I get is just, it blows my mind. So, you know, make sure your employer knows where to find you. Update that information. I'm sorry, we just had a rabid squirrel take flight across the window here behind me. I got a little distracted there for a second.
The puppy dogs. Squirrel.
A literal squirrel this time.
But really, people do not, they move, mm-hmm, and they
don't, this is the last thing they think about.
Of course, yeah. Or they've changed jobs and now moved on, and they're not thinking about the W-2 from last spring.
And you ask them when they say, well, I didn't get my W-2. Well, did you give us your current address? No, I didn't think of that.
That's important. That's another good thing with us. We have a portal that's available to all employees, past and present, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, that stores those W-2s. You can get them anytime.
Oh, that's great.
You can download
them.
Your own.
That's really great.
Past payroll stubs, W-2s, all of your information is there. You know, and if you have questions or just, you know, wonder about these two people you hear on the radio, you're welcome to stop by 100 South Pace Boulevard, and we encourage you to do that in the next couple of days. And please bring a canned food item. We're still collecting things for the Mana Food Bank that we'll be taking to country at the Cordova Mall on the 22nd.
That's this Friday. We'll all be there
this
Friday.
It's coming up fast, and we would love to meet you and say hello. And, you know, just
if you got any questions, bring them.
Bring them. Bring questions. Bring a little bit of, you know, canned food, and we'll take care of it for you, and you know, help the community out a little bit.
You know, Meg, I want to get back to one thing we had sort of touched on, and that's business owners now have so many things on their plate. I mean, they're trying to juggle inventory, they're trying to juggle employees, they're trying to juggle, you know, time issues, time clock issues, which we could help with that too. And that's really why we are there, because you focus on what makes you a good living, we'll take care of all the rest. And for what we charge to do our services is less than you can hire somebody to do it yourself. So you need to think about all that, because then you get 100% accurate information.
Mm-hmm.
You're not guessing on, well, I think I can do that. You know, he's only 12 years old, but he says he can work 40 hours a week. No.
Well, maybe not. No, no. There's child labor laws come into play.
But, and those are huge.
But you'd be surprised at the people that Stacy talks to, and I'll let her speak to that, but there's people that have no clue on that. They're good at what they do.
Of course.
But they don't know employment law.
Right. Right.
And state law and federal law are two different animals.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then there's rules, you know, if the child is homeschooled, what do you do then?
That's a good question. And if you have a question, we have Avalon HR in the house this morning. You can text it this morning at 850-437-1620, and we'll do our best to answer your questions. But truly, with a professional employer organization, you have the credibility of being also affiliated with other organizations. So you know what's the latest that's going on in the industry.
Yeah,
we're well connected.
We're affiliated with NAPIO, which is National Association for PEOs. And we're also affiliated with ESAC, which is employers. We're good for bonding purposes because we have all the credentials. We are IRS certified, and less than 30, 35% of the PEOs nationwide are IRS certified.
That's important.
That is very important because it gives the client the assurance that we will not mess up your stuff. but if something were to happen.
Especially not with the IRS. You really don't have to fool around there.
But if we did make a mistake, the IRS will not hold you accountable.
Well, that's important.
It all comes on
us. That is huge.
That is huge.
It's a very huge thing. And, you know, we take on that responsibility. And, like, I'm a member of SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management, and that's, you know, a great resource. But if you know, I've said many times, if you put together the cost for all the organizations that we're a part of, it is absolutely not feasible for a business owner to do that. I mean, it's expensive. We have to go through, we're in constant state of audit. Like, I'm in the middle of an audit right now for our 401k, and it's not because we've done anything wrong, it's just required to keep our certification. Like, we have to pay people to, you know, an outside auditor to make sure that we're doing what we say we are doing. So it's the most extreme set of checks and balances I've ever worked in my professional career. And but we do that for a reason, because we want you to know that everything is legit. Like, you can see it. Our 401k is managed properly. That audit alone, I've probably spent, I don't know, we're about halfway done, and there's probably been close to 30 to 40 hours of work put in that already.
Wow.
And that's just making sure that they, you know, if they say, I need to see Chip's enrollment form, that Chip actually elected this, that you just didn't decide for him, I have to produce that. If Chip took a loan, I have to be able to produce his loan documents and show where we are making those payments. We have meetings to go over in the investments. I have to show the minutes from those meetings that we have, you know, discussed, and we're making the best financial decisions for our employees. So there's a lot that goes into it, and we pride ourselves on doing that. Like Chip said, you know, less than 30% of PEOs have that distinction, and we're one of them.
Well, we have a question from one of our listeners this morning.
Sure.
Do you know what vehicle to use to show earned income for my minor child to set up a Roth?
What vehicle do you
just... Want me to repeat the question?
Well, I'm thinking.
She's thinking.
I am thinking. I think it's minor child. So earned income. So I'm assuming they're having a job.
So it's to show earned income from my minor child to set up a Roth. It's a good question.
That is a great question. And what that may be more specific to is the type of Roth that you're going to set up and who holds it.
Mm-hmm.
I know the banks have different rules for Roth than like a separate investment company would. So it may be what they require. And if it's something, if it's not, if they have an actual job, then the paycheck stubs should work. If you're paying them, that might be a little bit different situation. Like if you're paying your kid, you know, if it's a family business and you're just paying them $50 a week to sweep the shop or, you know, clean up, whatever, that may be a little bit different. And again, I really think on that particular one, it would either be a paycheck stub if they're working, or whatever the institution you're setting up the Roth with would require. Because like I said, banks are different than, you know, if you go to like Edward Jones or Morgan White Stanley, they're each going to have a little bit different requirements since it's not run through an employer. So I would just check with the institution where you're wanting to establish that Roth and see what they need.
Thank you. That's a good answer to that question. If you have a question and you're listening and want to speak with Avalon HR, we have Stacy and Chip here in the studio at 850-437-1620.
Absolutely. And so we encourage you to drop by. We're at 100 South Pace Boulevard locally here in Pensacola. We would love to meet with you and sit and chat. We're there Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Or give me a call at 850-475-1555. And we'll be more than happy to discuss your business, what your needs are. We're not selling you anything, because what we do is sells itself.
Right. Well, and you provide all different services, obviously, with benefits, with employee benefits. And then I'm assuming would be HR issues as well, because
Yes.
a lot of times legally, having been a president and CEO in the past, there are times that issues come up that you don't expect with an employee based on behavior or something that happens. And you got to be careful how you handle some of these situations, because there's a lot of laws out there.
You really do. And
hiring and firing is very, believe it or not, hiring practices are just as important as termination practices.
Absolutely.
And we advise our clients a lot of times, not all the time, but if they are in a quandary on how to release someone or terminate someone, Stacy does that. I mean, it's never fun.
Well, there's certain steps that you have to go through, and
sure.
I hear all the time, but Florida is a right to work state.
Doesn't exempt everything.
Right. But it still doesn't allow you to be discriminatory.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't allow you to ignore American with Disabilities Act requests. Yes, it is a right to work state, but at the same time, there are certain protected classes. There's certain, if someone comes to you and asks for a very reasonable ADA accommodation, you can't fire them for that, because that is discriminatory. That is a problem. You violated their rights. There's a process we go through if someone asks for a request to determine if it's reasonable or not reasonable. And then, if it's not reasonable, then that's a different discussion at that point. But we still have to go through the process. You
right.
can't just decide on your own, nope, I'm not doing that, and so I'm going to let you go. We can't do that. I had somebody call me yesterday. They had a 70-year-old employee that had no write-ups, no evaluations, no disciplinary action, and they just felt he wasn't performing. They're like, we just want to turn him loose.
Oops.
Okay.
But.
With a capital B.
Be prepared. There's some
right.
things you might want to do beforehand. And we can definitely help put you in, I always call it a defensible position. And, we're more than happy to help with that.
All right. We've been talking this morning with our friends at Avalon HR, Chip Wood, who is the VP of Sales and Marketing, and a Benefits Manager, Stacy Oren. If you want to go by and stop at their office, you have some questions, now's a really good time to look at your company's employment issues. Where do they go? Who do they call? One more
time. Well, then give us a call at 850-475-1555. And we're located at 100 South Pace Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida.
All right. Avalon HR, thank you both for coming in this morning. You've been listening to Pep Talk with Meg. News is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Thank you both so much.
Thank
Have
you,
a great
Meg.
Day.
Thank you.